from the Auto Glass America studios. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Just do three, we're out of here at 10, and then you get Johnny B and his crew. Johnny B, of course, Anna Hummel, and then Ryan Adams. Anna Hummel takes over at midnight and does Stay Woke with Anna Hummel and her co-host, Will Coos.
Are they coming to the pub crawl, too?
They'll be live. They'll be following us live at the pub crawl. Yes, that'll be cool. So maybe do a little crossover with them. About 9:30 if they are wanting
I'm going to bounce and get my drink on.
You go to stay afterwards? And
Yeah, what am I, a jerk?
Well, does it make you a jerk if you leave right after?
Yeah, kind of. I'm just going to ghost out and not, you know.
I ain't going to ghost. I'm going to say goodbye, you know.
Who are you going to say goodbye to?
Whoever's
you're going to be at the bar.
Who's ever in between me and my car.
Right, exactly. So you'll be ghosting like per user.
This is my fault if they don't set us up inside the bar.
Hey, you asked me a question, I answered it.
All right, well, fine.
You said, does it make me a dick? I said, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it does.
Does it make me a dick, Dr. D?
No, man. The man's got diabetes. Will you give him a break?
I forget, yeah.
He's got to go home and rest.
You're right. You're right.
He's not a young man anymore.
Listen.
Look at him.
Listen, I forget.
Think he's healthy? Look at him.
I forget.
Yes, I'm healthy.
Come on, man.
I forget the new diagnosis. I you know.
There's no diagnosis.
As a matter of fact, you probably should just stay home.
Yeah, okay.
We all got to take care of Mo.
Nobody has to take it. Mo was not an invalid. No. Mo was fine.
Okay, stay
Mo.
Home and eat
That's
soup.
That's all right, Mo. We understand. Mo be was, brave. Be, Mo, put on a brave face. That's good.
Mo, yeah. Brave face. Mo's the healthiest man in this station. Jerrica, tell us what to do.
Yep. Okay, so this game is called Mr. Know-It-All. Here's how you play. Every day, you will have a different category.
What's it called again?
It's called Mr. Know-It-All.
Now, real quick, the reason we did this was because I asked you to come up with your own segment, your own idea, your own, whether it be a game or a bit or what have you, and this is what you've come up with.
Yes, correct.
And we did this on Tuesday, I believe, and it was a complete total train wreck.
Yeah.
It was a disaster. Some described it via social media as an embarrassment.
Yeah.
But a funny embarrassment.
I don't know if that was, I didn't see that anywhere.
They were laughing at you, honey.
Developing in the making.
So then I said, you know what? Let me give you another shot.
Yeah.
I was against it.
Mo was totally against it. He said, no effing way.
No.
Yeah.
In a text after the show.
Go back to in case you missed it.
Yes. And I said, listen, let's give her one more shot, sink or swim.
Yeah.
And I said, you can either tweak the idea that was a disastrous train wreck.
Okay.
Or
she is the disaster artist.
Or take another shot at something new.
Mm-hmm.
And you have decided to double down, slam the gas, and stay the course. Iceberg ahead, full steam ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm confident with what I got and whether it's wrong or right. You
deck
know,
chair off the Titanic.
With,
so we're going down.
Yeah.
So anyways, how you play is that every day we'll have a different category. So like if this lasts, not just today, but
you can skip that preamble.
No. Okay. So today, tonight is
you just wasting everybody's time talking about if it lasts.
All right. Okay. Hold it. Give her a shot.
Okay. So tonight is Thursday Sports Day. I will ask you each 10 questions.
Thursday Sports Day?
Yeah, they're all different categories.
How many sports events are played on Thursday other than a football game?
Okay, no. If you would,
can we do Taco Tuesday?
Yeah.
No, Tuesday is TV Tuesday.
Oh, no.
So, please tell me Wednesday is not Wacky Wednesday.
We're not here Wednesday, so no, you're on your own with that one.
What's Friday?
Friday is Friday Music Mix-Up Day. Oh, so it's like all trivia questions of music.
Let me guess, Monday. Margarita Mondays?
Nope, it's Monday Movie Night. So it's like movie question trivias.
Dude, I can't be a part of this program anymore.
Why not?
Remember how you were saying you wanted to do this on your own?
Yeah.
It's yours.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways.
This is real raw radio, man.
Have fun with it, Gio. It's all yours.
Wacky Wednesday.
All right.
Okay.
You guys ready?
No.
Ready to explain?
Okay.
So tonight is Thursday Sports Day. I will ask you each 10 different questions related to sports.
10 questions?
You want me to narrow it down to 5? I can.
Let's do 3.
Okay, done. 3 questions.
3 and a tiebreaker.
Okay. In the event that you need assistance, you can reach out to your lifeline, which we have on hold right now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mo.
Yes. Okay.
This is like a poor man's Sporkle.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
No, why do you keep saying that? It's different than Sporkle.
No, it really isn't. Yeah. There's a contest involved, and listeners can win a prize depending upon who wins.
Yeah, but the Sporkle's like fill in the blank, and like they race to ask the question or answer the question. This, you guys have 2 separate categories, completely different questions. And
you know Mo's horrible at sports.
Right.
He knows nothing.
Which is kind of the idea. So.
Wow, the fix is in, yeah. Gio.
No, because, no,
collusion.
Because, like I said, every day has its own category. So, you know, like, Gio might be good at movies one day on Monday.
Oh,
because
I couldn't be possibly good at sports.
With Star Wars.
Fat ass just sits in front of the TV, watches movies.
I figured she was going to say Taco Tuesday. Yeah. It was show night.
Yeah, yeah. See? Florida State. Dr. D knows. Clearly, you're not good at sports, but, you know.
Are you guys ready for the questions?
Well, first off, shouldn't we introduce
what?
The callers who
well,
might win a prize and let
to.
Them know what prize they could win?
Yes, absolutely. So,
all right, hold on.
Go ahead.
Eric, you're on the BDRS. How you doing? Eric, go ahead, Eric. Eric?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you are. Who are you picking, Gio or myself?
Mo, I'm going for you.
All right, you're a smart man, Eric. I'm going to lock you in. Jessup, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, you by default have Gio. Hold on, Jessup. I got you both locked in. Okay, Jerrica, what is the prize?
Okay, so the prize is a 1-day 2-park pass ticket to Universal.
Ooh.
That's actually a really good prize.
Yeah. I got to get a little bit of that right
Thank
there.
Thank you. Shout out to Olivero. Thank
I was
you.
Say,
good
you,
looking out.
Did you come out of pocket or what?
No, you know, I got my connects. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Are you ready for the trivia game?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, all right. So you get the helpline. You get the idea, right? You need the helpline, whatever. If they get it right, then you can keep them. If they get it wrong, they don't get the prize and they get hung up on.
Well, no, they don't get hung up on.
Is there theme music?
Yep. Mo's got to play the intro with the music going down.
All right.
Mo's going to go first.
All right. Should I play the theme song?
Yeah, play it. Go.
We all know Mo's a work.
It's the same thing.
Come on, just leave it.
Gio's a fat loser.
Mo's a pretentious douchebag.
Gio's
we
a
all
fat
know
nerd.
Mo's a wordsmith. And Gio's a well-rounded nerd. But let's find out who's the real Mr. Know-It-All.
Now, Doc, if somebody says well-rounded, that's a nice way of saying fat ass.
That's right. Exactly right.
Thank you.
No, well-rounded could be like smart, well-rounded.
Excuse me. Hold on a minute. Is this Limp Bizkit?
That's not a trivia question.
But like
what
that
does it matter?
Well, I'm going to tell you what it matters. First off, the category is sports, which you know I'm bad at. Secondly, you are very transparently trying to curry Gio's approval
by putting
the bed as one of his favorite band.
That is a good song.
Yes, it is. All right, question number 1, Mo. Who was the first player in college history to win 2 consecutive Heisman trophies?
Shut up.
Was it Dalvin Cool, Ed Oliver, Archie Griffin, or Baker Mayfield?
I'm going to go with my lifeline here. Eric, what say you?
Let's say Archie Griffin.
All right, I'm going with that's who I was going to go with. OSU's Archie Griffin.
All right, that is correct.
Woo! Yeah. Suck it up, Gio. Suck it up.
I didn't get a chance to answer?
No.
You have your own separate questions.
Oh, okay.
But I narrowed it down, so we're only doing like 5 or 3, whatever.
Yeah.
Number 2, Mo. Woody.
Wait, shouldn't it go Mo, Gio, Mo, Gio?
Oh, sure, if we could do that. Okay, yes, you're right. Number 1, Gio. This is in the making, shut up. Gio. Gio, who is the last non-quarterback to win NFL MVP? Is it Sean Alexander, Adrian Peterson, Ray Lewis, or Barry Sanders?
What do you mean the last?
Meaning the last non-quarterback to win NFL MVP.
AP.
You are correct.
Oh, yeah. How you like me now, bitch?
Oh, calm down.
I'm talking to you.
It was one right answer.
Not Jerrica.
Geo. Or Mo, sorry. Number two, Woody is the name. Stop it. Woody is the nickname for which legendary Ohio State football coach?
Woody Hayes. Can we move on?
Okay. Good job.
Woo! How you like me now?
How come all of his questions are about Ohio State?
Number two, because he might not really know like he says he knows. So it's kind of a trick question.
How come the theme song is Limp Bizkit?
All right, number two, Gio. Rumor has it that UF claims they created Gatorade. But what is the name of the drink FSU claims they created before?
Suck juice.
No. The answer is firewater.
Yeah.
All right.
You got that right. Good job.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, in Florida, they stole the idea.
Could it be because he's wearing an FSU cap?
They stole the idea.
Man, shut up.
We made Gatorade before it was Gatorade.
You should have called it Gatorade.
Firewater.
Okay.
That's slightly racist.
Mo.
I just call it jungle juice.
Wow.
What? Hey, me? I'm talking about FSU. I'm talking about the program.
You said it, not me.
Are you ready?
Sure.
That's okay. Maurice Billington.
Yep. What is the nickname of Ohio Stadium?
The shoe. The big shoe.
The shoe hole.
What?
Do you want to use your lifeline or something?
The horseshoe.
Okay. All right. The horseshoe.
And
there
I have to be specific?
Yes.
I don't need a lifeline.
It's a specific answer.
This is terrible.
Horrible. Oh, man.
Come on.
Both at the same time.
Again, also, 727-579-1025. We'll be deciding by your phone calls if Jerrica's suggested game should ever be broadcast on a radio station ever again.
Do we really need to take phone calls?
Yeah. Man? Maybe I might be biased.
Okay.
So are we tied? What's going on?
We're tied.
I'm one ahead. Yeah, he's one ahead. You have another question.
So you lose this one. The kid walks away with the prize.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right.
Okay.
Give him a hard one, please.
That's why I was trying to narrow it down right now, because he wanted me to do different ones.
Dr. D's got the right idea, shutting up and eating pizza.
Okay. Gio, what is the song that fans sing between the third and fourth quarter of every home football game with the Gators?
What's the question? The song.
What is the song that fans sing between the third and fourth quarter of every home football game for the Gators?
We suck.
Do you want to...
Baby got back?
Use your helpline or your lifeline?
No, I wouldn't know. What the hell?
Well, do you want to know the answer?
Hogtown Hero?
Hogtown Hero?
If I give you multiple choice, would you be able to choose?
No, he's already...
Yes, multiple choice.
Use a lifeline.
What's the lifeline?
Your lifeline is Jessup.
Jessup,
do you want to give him an answer?
Well, we need multiple choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. Is it All Hail Gators?
This is dumb.
Is it We Are the Boys? Is it Fighting Gators?
Gross.
Or is it Gator Bait?
I don't know about you, but I go with Gator Bait.
Probably We Are the Boys.
Is he right?
Sure, man. I have no idea.
We Are the Boys.
We Like the Boys.
Correct.
Ah, see? I was going to say, We Like the Boys.
Well, now we are at a tie.
No, We Like the Boys. We Are the Boys.
No.
You sure?
Don't say We Like the Boys. That sounds weird.
Now we're at a tie in this game. Now
is it
has
over?
To be. No, it would have been if you'd have got stuck with the wrong answer.
Oh, I wish I would have.
Thanks.
Okay, so then if you guys are a tie, then this is how we're going to do it. We're going to have
Let me guess, a tiebreaker.
It's the tiebreaker, but...
Wow, Dio, how'd you know that?
Lucky guess. We Are the Boys. We Like the Boys.
Your helplines are going to answer this, and this will determine who wins.
Yeah. I didn't think it was possible, but it's actually worse than
worse
it was
than
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You tweaked it into more suckatoo.
It's a turd rolled in powdered sugar.
Good grief.
All right, go ahead. Let's end this quickly, please.
Okay, so
briefly.
Yes. So the listeners are going to answer this one
because
they
got
both
that,
got
yes.
you. Yeah, okay. All right. We're going to go with there's only one athlete to hit an MLB home run and score the NFL touchdown in the same week. He's the same athlete who is the only person ever to play in both.
I had to change the music up.
In both World Series and Super Bowl. Who am I talking about?
Jessup Bo Jackson. Who was that?
Yeah, I was going to say Bo Jackson.
Yeah, but just who said it first?
Jessup.
Eric.
Eric said it first. Is that Bo Jackson?
No.
Wait, whoa. You didn't say whoever says it first.
Well, it doesn't matter. It was wrong.
You're both wrong.
Okay.
Do you want another question or repeat the question, giving it a time? Okay, what?
I'm going to say it was, the answer is Ben Dover, tight end for the Packers.
Do you want to give it a try, Mo? Maybe you can win your lifeline a prize.
End the pain.
Yeah, dude.
please.
They hit a home run. And they hit.
You weren't even listening.
They had a touchdown. It was.
Do you want me to repeat the question?
No, please no.
Deion Sanders.
Ding, ding, ding! You are the winner.
Oh, I am.
You're right. You really are. So you just got Eric the tickets to Universal.
All right, Jessup. Sorry you got snug with Gio.
Yeah, me too.
Eric, I'm gonna put you on hold. You won a Universal pass.
Ding, ding, ding!
Ooh.
Thank you for playing. This is what you guys created, okay?
Wow.
This happening is because of you guys.
Wow.
Doc, what do you think? What are your first impressions?
Good pizza.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio. Real Raw Radio is
where you find me, SBK, every day from 2 to 6 p.m. on Drew Garabo Live.
102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Here's your Bone Sports Report, brought to you in part by Firkins Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. The Tampa Bay Rays have traded Evan Longoria to the San Francisco Giants for 4 players. Also in Vegas, the Lightning fall and their 7-game winning streak by a last-second goal. For the best football updates, check out diehards.com. 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude, only $149 a month. It's a 27-month lease, 10,000 miles per year to approved credit with Chrysler Capital. $27.99 due at signing plus tax, tag, title, and dealer fee of $687. See dealer for details.
If you have a damaged windshield and full insurance coverage, Auto Glass America can install a new one for free and buy back your old one for up to $100 on the spot. Call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. At Auto Glass America, they turn your broken glass into cold, hard cash.
This is attorney Dominic Ferriello. You know me from the radio station 102.5 The Bone. I've been given legal advice for over 10 years and have my very own show, Ask the Dom. If you've been arrested or charged with a crime, maybe you've got a DUI or a pending drug charge, why don't you contact an attorney that you've heard of and that you know? Contact my office, 813-251-5550. You can also go online to askthedom.com. Offices are right here in Tampa.
Your last chance for massive discounts is now at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC and Sarah Chevrolet Buick GMC.